As Hurricane Earl turns for the East Coast, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency is instructing coastal communities to prepare just in case. It's holding daily conference calls with local leaders, making sure they have backup generators and supplies. To get the latest on Earl, we're joined now by Eleanor Talbot of the National Weather Service office in Taunton. Good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. It's a pleasure to speak with you this morning, too.
Bring us up to speed, Eleanor. Where is Hurricane Earl at this moment, and how strong is the storm?
Well, as of about 7 o'clock this morning, the hurricane was located approximately 175 miles north-northwest of San Juan, Puerto Rico. And it's still a very strong major hurricane with maximum sustained winds at 135 miles an hour. It's moving off to the west-northwest at about 13 miles an hour. And at that speed, it does look like some of the fringe effects may start to affect the Outer Banks of North Carolina on Thursday night.
On its current track, how close might it come to Cape Cod and the islands?
At this point right now, from the information we're receiving, looking at our satellite pictures and also information from the National Hurricane Center, it looks like it's going to pass approximately 100 miles southeast of Nantucket. Looks like later Friday or Friday night.
And what does that mean for the kind of weather it'll produce for the Cape and the Islands?
It looks like right now it's just going to be a glancing blow. It looks like we may see some high gusts, especially on Nantucket and the Outer Cape. Looks like that possibly maybe 40, 50 miles an hour right now. But again, everything, we're talking on Tuesday morning here. This is forecasted to affect us late Friday and Friday night. And a lot can change between now and Friday night.
So we'll keep our eye on Hurricane Earl over the next couple of days.
Absolutely. Keep a very close eye and pay attention to the updated forecasts.
Eleanor Talbot with the National Weather Service office in Taunton. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Very good to talk to you this morning, too. Thank you.